जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय गोपी जनवल्लभ गिरिवर धारी जय गोपी जनवल्लभ गिरिवर धारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय गोपी जनवल्लभ गिरिवर धारी जय गोपी जनवल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोदानन्दना व्रज जनरञ्जना यशोदानन्दना व्रज जनरञ्जना जमुना तीरावना छारी जामुना तेरा बना छारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय गोपी जनवल्लभ गिरिवर धारी जय गोपी जनवल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोदानन्दना व्रज जनरञ्जना यशोदानन्दना व्रज जनरञ्जना जमुना तीरावनाछारी जमुना तीरावनाछारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jaya Vishnupad Paramahamsa Parivrajika Charyashto Tarasatashi Shimada Bhai Chananada Vinda Bhakti Vinanta Swami Prabhupada Ki Jai Ananta Koti Vaishnava Vrinda Ki Jai Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai Prem Jagaho Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shirve Tagarada Shiva Sadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai Shri Shri Radha Krishna Gop Gopina Chama Kunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhan Ki Jai Gantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai Samagata Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai All glory to the assembled devotees, all glory to the assembled devotees. All glory to Shri Shri Guru and Shri Gauranga. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 24, text number 23. Tatra Gandharvam Akarnya Dibya Marga Manoharam Visismyo Raja Putras Te Mridanga Punavadi Anu Tatra Gandharva Makarnya Tatra Gandharva Makarnya Dibya Marga Manoharam Dibya Marga Manoharam This is Smyu Raja Putraste. This is Smyu Raja Putraste. Mridanga Panavadyanu. Mridanga Panavadyanu. Tatra Gandharva Makarnya. Dibya Marga Manoharam Visismyu Raja Putraste Mridanga Panavadyanu Amakarnya Putraste Mridanga Panavadyanu Tatra Gandharva Makarnya Dibya Marga Manoharam This is Smyu Raja Putraste Mridanga Panavadyanu Tatra Gandharva Makarnya Divyamagamanoharam. Visismyu Rajaputraste. Medanga Panavadyanu. Matajis. Tatra. There. Gandharvam. Musical sounds. Akarnya. Hearing. Divya. Heavenly. Marga. Symmetrical. Manaharam. Beautiful. This is Smuhu. They became amazed. Rajaputra. All the sons of King Barhishad. Te. All of them. Mridanga. Drums. Panava. Kettle drums. Adi. All together. Anu, always. Translation. The sons of the king became very much amazed when they heard vibrations from various drums and kettle drums, along with other orderly musical sounds pleasing to the ear. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. In addition to the various flowers and living entities about the lake, there were also many musical vibrations. The void of the impersonalists, which has no variegatedness, is not at all pleasing compared with such a scene. One has to attain the perfection of Satchit Ananda, eternity, bliss, and knowledge. Because the impersonalists deny these varieties of creation, they cannot actually enjoy transcendental bliss. The place where the Prachetas arrived was the abode of Lord Shiva. Impersonalists are generally worshippers of Lord Shiva, but Lord Shiva is never without variety in his abode. Thus, wherever one goes, whether to the planet of Lord Shiva, Lord Vishnu, or Lord Brahma, there is variety to be enjoyed by persons full in knowledge and bliss. Om Jnana Tamarantasya Jnanam Jana Shalakaya Chakshulimilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dharati Swapadantikam Nama Om Vishnu Paraya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swamini Tanamane Namaste Sarasati Devi Gauravani Pacharani Nirvishesha Shunyavari Paschatya Deshatarani. Tatra Gandharvam Akarnya Divya Marga Manoharam Visismyu Rajaputraste Mridanga Panavadyanu. The sons of the king became very much amazed when they heard vibrations from various drums and kettle drums along with other orderly musical sounds pleasing to the ear. So we're very fortunate today to have the opportunity to discuss Srimad Bhagavatam in the association of pure devotees of the Lord. This is chapter entitled Chanting the Song Sung by Lord Shiva. In this section of the Srimad Bhagavatam, it's described that the sons of King Prachina Barhishat were called the Prachetas. They had been ordered by their father to marry and beget population. This is the beginning of the universal creation time. And there is a shortage of population. So Maharaj Prachina Barhishat, he desired that his sons generate population. So he ordered them to marry and beget population. So the Prachetas, they took this order very, very seriously. This is the main focus of this section, is the importance of the order of the spiritual master or the father. So the Prachetas, they received this order to beget population, and they immediately understood that the best thing we can do in order to carry out this order is to perform austerities for 10,000 years. They wanted to qualify themselves. Anyone who has a human body is qualified to beget population. But they understood that the order of their father was to beget population that could make a very nice situation in this world for the prosecution of service to the Lord and the liberation of the living entities within this world. They understood this. So they didn't just want to beget any ordinary population. They wanted to beget very qualified, saintly children. So they felt themselves unqualified to do that immediately. So they took up the order and they decided to perform austerities for 10,000 years. So they traveled to the West, and in the course of their travels, it's describing, in the course of their travels, all of a sudden, they saw this very, very beautiful lake. And in the lake, there were growing many, 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 many kinds of beautiful, beautiful flowers. And surrounding the lake were so many beautiful water birds that were very beautiful, beautiful sounding water birds also, not like the crows you see in the cities. Here in Bombay, you see many crows who can only make horrible sounds, and they associate with the garbage pile. So these beautiful birds, they're not interested in the city. They're only interested in beautiful water bodies. So it was such a beautiful scene. And the Prachetas were very much attracted by this beautiful scene. And then they heard musical vibrations also there. This is quite unexpected unexpected that they would hear orderly musical presentation. Gandharva means the composition of the Gandharvas. Gandharva. So this is beautiful musical presentations were, they could hear that also, and they were surprised. How is it that that they're in this seemingly lonely place in the forest, there's this orderly sound coming. So they came closer, very much attracted by the scene. And then in the next verse, it's described, and Srila Prabhupada gives an advance preview here in the purport. He says that the place where the Prachetas arrived was the abode of Lord Shiva. So this is this beautiful place is Lord Shiva's abode. And then they also come to meet Lord Shiva in the next verse. So but it's described that this is not something planned. This is not something planned. All that the Prachetas resolved to do was to carry out the order of their spiritual master. And because of carrying out this order, such wonderful thing be happening to them. They get to come to this beautiful scene, and they come to the abode of Lord Shiva, this very beautiful place, and they have the personal association of Lord Shiva. And they take very valuable instructions from him for carrying out the order of their father. So this is the process for finding good association. Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila. Krishna yadi kripa kore kona bhagyavane guru antaryami rupe shikai apane. That the if Krishna is merciful upon a very, very fortunate soul, then he appears. Krishna appears in the form of the Guru and in the form of Chaita Guru, and he gives instruction to that fortunate soul. It's not described that one should run around looking for some guru that satisfies one's senses. This is going on. So many people are accepting guru based upon so many mundane considerations. Oh, they hear from their friend that such and such guru is giving pravachan, Bhagavat Saptama, right? Bhagavat Saptaha. So they run to see, and if this guru tells them very nice things about how they can feel good about themselves, enjoying their sense gratification, then oh yes, this is very nice guru. Or if this guru is he smiles very nicely, or he lets me do service for him, and he's always very kind in his words of reciprocation. Based upon this, so many considerations, people are accepting guru. But this is not the result of real good fortune. If one is truly bhagyavane, truly bhagyavan, one is truly fortunate soul, then he will get proper, he will meet guru who can give him proper instructions. So there's so many gurus in the marketplace selling their wares. So how does one know which one is giving the right instruction? How does one know? Can one see a sadhu with his eyes? Can one see guru with his eyes? Can he, by his own sense perception, can he see who is guru? No, it's not possible. The problem is this is our problem. If we could see who is sadhu, then we already have transcendental eyes. But we don't have transcendental eyes. We look at the deity, we see marble or brass. We taste Krishna prasadam and we think this is ordinary food. It appears to us like ordinary food. We judge it according to our senses. If it doesn't please us, if it's not very tasteful, then we reject it. Throw it away. We don't have transcendental vision. This is what we need guru for. So then if one doesn't have transcendental vision, then how one will see guru? Well, the secret is in this word, bhagyavan. One has to be fortunate. If one is very fortunate, bhagyavan, then when the guru speaks, when the sadhu speaks, then there will be some confirmation in the heart. Yes, this is the same message that I'm hearing from Antarjami, from the Chaitu Guru. We already have Guru. Since time immemorial, we've had Guru in the heart, Chaitu Guru. He's always been there giving us good instruction. But we've been rejecting that instruction. Birth after birth after birth, we've been rejecting that instruction. But if somehow or other we become fortunate, then the instruction will begin to manifest that yes, yes, this is the right thing. That instruction from Chaitu Guru will begin to manifest. And that good fortune will also manifest as outside. And that someone, that sadhu will speak truth, just confirming the truth that one is hearing from the guru inside. So this confirmation will come, and then one will accept the sadhu as guru. One will surrender, and one will take instruction on spiritual life. So the secret of finding guru is not to look around with our mundane senses. The secret of finding guru is to become bhagyavan. We have to become fortunate. So how do we become fortunate? That's the next dilemma. How to become fortunate? One has to be some recipient of mercy in order to become fortunate. The beginning is Agata Sukriti. The first Sukriti that one achieves is Agata. One may get some, perform some activity helping someone, and one may gain karma sukriti. And then one may become a little materially advanced. And then one may, in one material advancement, one may perform some other kind of sukriti, and then one may have a desire to acquire knowledge of what is the truth of this material world. And then when one understands the truth of this material world, then one may aspire for a better situation. And then one aspires for a better situation, then he comes in contact with sadhu. But at first we don't recognize sadhu. At first we don't recognize sadhu. But sadhu sees us. Sadhu gives his merciful glance upon us. And by that merciful glance, by that some or other, that some good fortune comes through the association of that sadhu. And then one develops a desire to serve the Lord. And when one develops a desire to serve the Lord, then if one is really, then one will chant the Lord's name. One will serve the Lord in different ways. And then tremendous sukriti will come. There is no measuring the sukriti that one acquires by even one time chanting the holy name, one time coming before the deity, one time accepting the remnants of the Lord, one time hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, one time bathing in Mother Ganga. Then so much sukriti will come. And if we don't find ourselves in association with sadhu, then we have to make ourselves more fortunate. We should sometimes people say, oh, there's no sadhu. I don't see any sadhu. The sadhus, they lived in the past, but they don't live anymore. They're no longer present. I don't see them. And becomes discouraged about spiritual life. But no, we don't have the eyes to see sadhu. We don't have the qualification to see sadhu. How is it possible that sadhu doesn't exist? How is it possible that there's no sadhu? The sun is coming up in the morning and setting at night. The trees are blooming. Vegetables are being produced in the fields. There's air to breathe. How is it that there's no sadhu? Why will Krishna provide all these things without sadhu? Why will Krishna provide? What is the point of maintaining this material world if it's not for the pleasure of the sadhu? If it's not for the sadhu's work, the sadhu's work is only to deliver the conditioned souls back to Krishna. That's the only purpose of this material world. If Krishna didn't have a strong desire to increase loving reciprocation with the devotees, to have more and more souls to reciprocate with in loving exchanges, if Krishna didn't have this desire, then there'd be no point at all in this material world. The spiritual world would be there and Krishna would be reciprocating with his devotees there. But no, Krishna's not satisfied. Krishna wants more and more souls to reciprocate with. And this is the business of the sadhu. Krishna creates this material world. And then Krishna Kripa Shri Murti, the guru, the sadhu is described as Krishna Kripa Shri Murti, that he's the embodiment of the mercy of Krishna. So this desire on the part of Krishna to bring more and more souls to the spiritual world, this manifests in the form of sadhu within this material world. So there's always sadhu. If we're not seeing sadhu, then the problem is with us. We don't have the vision to see sadhu. We have to make ourselves fortunate. Ramanda Brahmite Kona Bhagyavan Jeev Guru Krishna Prasade Pai Bhakti Lata Beach. So if we become fortunate, then we'll meet sadhu. And sadhu will plant the seed of bhakti in our hearts. So we have to have determination. We have to have determination to have good association. We have to be very, very much strongly determined to have good association. The Prachetas, such determination, 10,000 years performing austerities. That was their plan, to perform austerities for 10,000 years, and they wanted good instruction how to do it. And Lord, they were able to have the association of Lord Shiva, who gave them this good instruction how to perform these austerities for 10,000 years. So are we prepared to wait that long to perform austerities for 10,000 years? This is Kali Yuga, it's not possible. Not possible. But special arrangements are made. In Kali Yuga, austerities for 10,000 years is not possible. What to speak of this special Kali Yuga? In this special Kali Yuga, how quickly is it possible to have to achieve the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? How quickly can one have it? What does one have to do in order to get all opulence and blessings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Okay, but suppose we don't have sadhu sangha. Chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. But there may be some aparad may be there. And because of that aparad, We're not having immediately association of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But what does Lord Nityananda say? Ek bar dekhle chakche jal. Ek bar dekhle chakche jal. Gora bole nitai den sakala sambal. This is Nityananda's proclamation. If you just one time, someone chants the name of Gauranga, and ek bar dekhle chakche jal, one drop of tear comes from the eyes, feeling love for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, chants the holy name, then Nityananda gives sakala sambal, all spiritual opulences. So one should chant the holy name of Lord Gauranga. Did the tear come? Practice. You have to have the intensity of the prachetas willing to in order to carry out the order of their guru, willing to perform austerities for 10,000 years in the jungle. This kind of determination is required. You have to have this strong determination. You have to feel totally bereft of the association of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. You have to feel totally desperate, totally totally bereft, that you have, that there's no value to your life without the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That your whole life is spent uselessly. If you have this strong feeling, desire for the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and then you call out for the Lord in that mood, then Nityananda Prabhu will give all blessings. So let's try one more time. Gauranga! Keep practicing. So don't think that you don't need to find sadhu. Some people, they say, oh, I don't need sadhu. I can just read books. I can just read books and then everything will, I don't have to surrender to sadhu. I can just read books and all the transcendental truths will come. Some people say like that. So I say that, okay, if that's true, then tomorrow we'll just pass out books to everyone and we can all sit here in the temple room together and read Srimad Bhagavatam separately to ourselves. Is that going to work? Why not? Reading Srimad Bhagavatam. Srila Prabhupada's purports are there. But Srila Prabhupada instructed we should have daily Srimad Bhagavatam class. If he felt that everything was available just by reading his books, then why did he say like that, we should have class? Because you need sadhu sangha. If you read Srimad Bhagavatam, you have a question, who will you ask? Will you ask Srila Prabhupada? Srila Prabhupada will answer your question. Yes, of course he'll answer your question, but how? Will he speak from, you know, I have no ears to hear him speaking. I have only ears to hear from living sadhu. Sadhu would manifest to my mundane eyes, my mundane ears. I only have adhikar for that. I don't have adhikar to hear Srila Prabhupada speaking. Of course he can answer your question. But if you don't have ears to hear him speak directly, then you need to hear from someone who understands Srimad Bhagavatam. Then all the truths of Srimad Bhagavatam will come. We have to be simple in heart. We have to be ready to hear Srimad Bhagavatam under any circumstances. We have to be worshippers of Srimad Bhagavatam. We have to be looking for Sadhu Sangha anywhere and everywhere. We have to have a strong desire to hear Srimad Bhagavatam. We have to have a strong desire to carry out the order of the spiritual master. Then Krishna will manifest as guru, as sadhu. And he'll, by following the orders of that guru, sadhu, everything will manifest. We should not be impatient. So thank you very much for your kind attention. If there's any question, comment from the learned devotees, microphone.
I have a question and one confusion.
About?
I have one question and one confusion.
Okay.
The question is that how to reconcile what a scripture said and what Prabhupada said. Like you just said, you quote that what Nityananda Prabhu said by chanting the holy name of Gauranga. If tear comes, then everything, sakala sambhav, and Gauranga, Gauranga. Now, we had one devotee, his name was Radharanjan, Ramaranjan?
Nayan Ranjan.
He also picked up on this. I had lengthy discussion with him. And he started his own society, Gauranga Society. Now, did Prabhupada mention or tell us, I mean, it's very important for new generation to know that, I mean, I believe that whatever Prabhupada has said, we should follow that one. We do not understand Nityananda Prabhu mood and that one, but we will understand through Prabhupada and Guru. So I need to reconcile here. Did Prabhupada ever mention that we should chant Gauranga name? Although Nityananda Prabhu said this thing, so how to reconcile these two differences?
There's no harm in chanting the name of Gauranga. What is the harm? I mean, that's also the name of Krishna.
But isn't Hare Krishna Mahamantra contains everything?
No, the problem is when you start, you know, saying that you should chant Panchatattva Mahamantra on your beads, that's when the problem comes. Instead of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Srila Prabhupada wanted us to chant 16 rounds of Hare Krishna Mahamantra on our mala. So if we say that I know better than Srila Prabhupada, and I can chant Panchatattva Mahamantra, or I can chant Gauranga, or do something else on my beads, or chant Pranam Mantra of my Guru on my... This is also going on. People are chanting 16 rounds of the Pranam Mantra of their Guru on the Japa mala. This is also going on. So this is concoction. So there's no harm in chanting Gauranga, but chant 16 rounds Hare Krishna on your beads.
So I am saying that's how it comes. Prabhupada made very things clear. I heard hearing that some devotees are chanting even Prabhupada, Prabhupada on the mala. Ek mala, Prabhupada, Prabhupada. One mala, there Guru Pranam mantra. So that tomorrow somebody will start Gauranga, 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 one mala, then Hare Krishna Maha mantra.
This is concoction. Is mala? Mala is given by the Guru for a particular function. Chanting Hare Krishna Maha mantra 16 rounds per day, according to one's more. 16 rounds or more. If you take a vow to chant more, that's okay. You can increase the number of mala you chant every day on your beads. That's okay. But don't decrease. Chant according to your vow every day. If you chant something, you decide your japa mala is usable for someone else. You may be chanting the name of Gauranga, but that's aparad. You're not following the order of Guru. To chant, you know, to use that mala for chanting Hare Krishna. So that's aparad. So that they're chanting the name of Gauranga. They'll get benefit from chanting the name of Gauranga. We worship anyone who chants the name of Gauranga. But if they chant with offense, then the result will be delayed. And we choose to avoid, not to associate intimately with them.
Okay, and the confusion part, you are saying that we should hear from a living sadhu. Does it mean Prabhupada is dead sadhu now? I thought sadhus are always living. Bhaktivinoda Thakur writes that, you know, the Vaishnavas, they live in their body. And Prabhupada did say that his books are not written but spoken. So it's just like direct lecture from Prabhupada. And if you read Prabhupada's books, I'm sure from coming from a pure devotee will bring more benefit than hearing from living sadhu who may have ulterior motive or different thing. Can you clear this confusion?
If you're going to read Srila Prabhupada said you should read his books. So I take that to mean, this is my personal realization, I take that mean that we should read the books and follow the instructions that are given in the books. Right? I take that. Is there any objection to that understanding? That means we should follow the instructions that are given in the books. And the instructions given in the books is one should seek out and hear from sadhu. But if one can discuss Srimad Bhagavatam, if someone may have some anartha, okay, we can discuss Srimad Bhagavatam. If their intention is to glorify Srimad Bhagavatam, then we can hear from them also. But our desire to be to always associate with the most advanced souls, and Krishna will arrange for that association. Whatever association we need, Krishna will arrange. In the meantime, we hear Srimad Bhagavatam to develop Sukriti. So we can have the adhikar to have that advanced association.
Hare Krishna Prabhu, thanks for a wonderful class. You mentioned that the Guru should not be decided, like somebody wants to take initiation. The Guru should not be taken on the mundane terms, mundane qualifications. But we have seen in ISKCON that when somebody joins ISKCON, somebody comes to ISKCON, even from outside, there's a craze, there's a rush. Within 2-3 years, they should get initiated. So if it's not initiated, somebody asks, who is your Guru, where you're taking from initiation. So disciples sometimes can ask that Guru, this Guru. So my point is, some devotees say, I took initiation of that Maharaj because he sings very nicely, or he dances very nicely. So is this a mundane qualification, or how to adjust with your statement that a Guru should not be decided on the mundane terms? Can you please clarify this point?
Everyone gets what they deserve. Right? That's their Bhagavad Gita philosophy. So, if if someone has a desire for spiritual instruction and they also does have a desire for a guru that sings nicely, then Krishna can satisfy both desires. He'll get spiritual instruction and they'll get a guru that sings nicely. So, if one accepts, that's why we have some minimum standard for who's allowed to walk around in the corridors of ISKCON with the sign on their chest, Guru. Actually, this is not, you know, such things are not required. One should only understand who is a guru from hearing them speak about Krishna. That's how one should determine whether someone is a guru. One should examine whether their behavior is properly, and if they're speaking about Krishna, then one should accept them as guru. But in ISKCON, we have a little sign that we put on some people, and other people are not allowed to wear that sign. And some people say that this is bogus. That why should there be rubber stamp of guru? But people, we have a minimum standard that if someone is going to accept a guru in ISKCON, they should accept a guru that's going to tell them to chant 16 rounds, follow the four regulative principles, associate with devotees, serve in ISKCON, etc., etc. We have that minimum standard. So at least, if someone has a desire to take initiation from someone who sings nicely, at least they'll also chant 16 rounds, follow the four regulative principles, and they'll be benefited. And they'll go back home, back to Godhead. Answer? Speak very slowly and clearly. Who's slowly and clearly?
Hare Krishna. Prabhuji, thanks a lot for your nice lecture. Out of 64 qualities of Vaishnava, Prabhupada recommended that 25 qualities we should practice. So, 26. So, the devotee means practicing devotee means suppose person myself I am taking that I am new totally. So in current means modern age it's too difficult to practice. So what is the way to practice that one? But at least 26 qualities of Vaishnava. So how is it possible to practice it?
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. It is not necessary to endeavor separately. One should educate himself about what those qualities are, and one will naturally, in the course of one's dealings, if one's educated about those qualities and knows that they are valuable qualities, then naturally they will be cultivated. Naturally, one will develop those qualities, and naturally, one will seek out those qualities in others. One will see, when associating with others, one will see those qualities there. And if one sees, one may also find some disqualities in ourselves, and then one may also see some disqualification in others. And that's natural because you're looking for the disqualifications in yourself. So, in this way, we chant Hare Krishna, and we are aware of these qualities, and naturally they develop. We don't have to endeavor separately. We should know what they are, and if we have some opportunity to cultivate them, but no separate process is required. Okay?
Hare Krishna Prabhu.
Yeah.
So I have two questions in his questions record, saying that some new devotees, they join ISKCON. So some senior devotees and different gurus, disciples, they will preach, no, that my guru is better than that guru. So is it not
Amar Guru Jagat Guru. Right? Amar Guru Jagat Guru.
Yeah.
That's what they say.
no, no, my guru is better than that guru, so better you take initiation from my guru. So like this, is it not, does it proper in this remaining aparadha is not?
No, that was not given by Srila Prabhupada.
Okay.
This is, we're a preaching, this ISKCON is a preaching movement. We're inviting so many people to come and chant Hare Krishna. We don't say, first you become, get rid of all your anarthas and then come and chant Hare Krishna. Right? Do we say that? No. So people with anarthas are going to be inside. They may also get initiated. Anarthas may still be there. I can say from a personal experience that one can get initiated with still having many, many anarthas. So what to do? The books, we have to, you know, the books are there. We have Srimad Bhagavatam class. We're supposed to, you know, if we hear someone say something and it's not in the Bhagavatam, then we should question, is it true or not? And if someone's not prepared to question, then they deserve to be cheated. Right? If someone is fortunate, then everything will be confirmed by the Bhagavatam. If someone is unfortunate, then he may believe something that's not in the Bhagavatam. What to do? But at least, he should serve in ISKCON, chant Hare Krishna, etc., etc. At least he should chant the holy name, and he'll do that. If he accepts a guru in ISKCON, he'll chant 16 rounds at least for 1 year. Right?
And what are the qualifications one should have to become a bona fide disciple of a bona fide spiritual master?
Well, I'm sorry, I didn't understand.
No. What are the qualifications one must have to become bona fide disciple of a bona fide spiritual master?
What qualification do you have to be a bona fide disciple of a bona fide spiritual master? You have to have implicit, total faith in the words of the spiritual master. That is the definition of bona fide disciple. Total surrender to the guru. Okay?
Hare Krishna Guruji. Thank you, Guruji, for such a wonderful class. Hare Krishna. I have been reading Chaitanya Charitamrita, and there Prabhupada writes actually very clearly that Gauranga's name is more powerful than Krishna's name. And he writes that we are not qualified to chant as such Hare Krishna. We are so fallen, so we should chant Gauranga's name.
Yeah.
And it has been stated that 1,000 name of Vishnu is equal to 1 name of Lord Ramachandra. 3 names of Lord Rama is equal to 1 name of Krishna. And then further it's stated that 3 names of Krishna is equal to 1 name of Gaur Garbo somewhere. That's why I'm putting this. So 3 names of Krishna is equal to 1 name of Lord Chaitanya. That is what is, I have heard many times like that. So we say we should chant Hare Krishna because Krishna's one name of Krishna is equal to 3 names of Lord Rama. So better chant Gauranga because 1 name of Gauranga is equal to 3 names of Krishna.
We should chant the name of Gauranga in a mood of calling out for his mercy. And if we want his mercy, we should follow his instructions. And his instructions are to chant Hare Krishna.
But
I can go on, or you can ask again. Fine. Microphone.
In Chaitanya Charitamrita, if you read everywhere, like there is one bhajan that Hari Harai Namah, Krishna Yadavai Namah, Gaurang Gopala Govinda Rama Sri Madhusudan.
Chaitanya Bhagavat.
When he was passing through Jharkhand forest, he was chanting that mantra, Hari Harai Namah, Krishna Yadavai Namah, Gopala Govinda Rama Sri Madhusudan. He was not chanting Hare Krishna. And in so many places it has been mentioned that there was a tumultuous sound of Hari Bol, and Chaitanya was chanting Hari, Hari. But nowhere it is mentioned that as far as Chaitanya Charitamrita is concerned, he was chanting Hare Krishna. But Prabhupada writes, and Haridas Thakur was chanting Hare Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was chanting Hare Krishna. But
Chaitanya Hare Krishna Mahamantra is there in Chaitanya Bhagavat.
But Chaitanya Charitamrita is
not in Chaitanya Charitamrita, it's there in Chaitanya Bhagavat.
So Chaitanya Charitamrita, which is the basis for our society, we read that for philosophy and all. So Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, he doesn't mention that, you know, that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram.
His instruction to us is we should chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. That's instruction to us.
No, if you say Sitchastakam, he doesn't mention that.
Through his representatives?
That ends the conversation. It's actually...
Some or other chant the holy name of the Lord. Whether it's Hari Harai Namah Krishna Yadavaya Namah Gopal Govinda Ram Shri Madhu Sudama, Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare. Fine, either one you chant, I have no problem. You can also chant Gauranga. My spiritual master told me to chant 16 rounds of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra.
Oh, that is what we are doing, Prabhuji. That is what we are doing. When question comes and Prabhupada himself writes that Gauranga's name is more powerful than Krishna's name. Like a person, if he reads Chaitanya Charitamrita.
Yes.
And both are instruction. That is what Devakananda Prabhu is saying, which is correct.
Yes. So fine. But you chant all day long. Sit in, chant Gauranga all day long. I have no problem. But chant 16 rounds of Hare Krishna Mahamantra on your mala.
Thank you, Guruji. Hare Krishna.
One more question back there. Please come up.